everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be focusing on Basford United's under-18s, as they're currently on a brilliant FA Youth Cup run, and we'll be joined by joint manager Callum Chettle later in the show. But before that, it's to the announcement last week by the government of the new tiering systems across England and its impact on the Northern Premier League. And for more on this, down the other end of the phone now, we should be joined by non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines. It's a welcome back to the show, to Thomas Feeney. Well, Thomas, a big thank you for joining us. Not quite the show we had planned. Obviously, there was going to be some Northwest matches in the NPL Step 4 this past weekend, but for obvious reasons, they've now not taken place with the tiering system and the way this virus is progressing. It's hardly surprising now that the games for the 9th of January have now been postponed as well.
Yeah, I think it was something that, look, in an ideal world, this virus obviously wouldn't exist and we'd be normal. You know, we'd be more than halfway through the season. There'd be teams going for promotion, teams going for relegation. You know, there'd be teams trying to stay up and you'd just basically have that battle on the pitch and everything would be all right. But, you know, 2020 was such a horrible year for so many reasons and the impact it had on football. And unfortunately, we're wanting 2021 to be better, obviously, but it's not starting the way we wanted it to with this news, you know, the new tier systems, the virus, which, you know, the number of cases per day is frightening. And obviously that suspension now has been extended that bit longer. And like you said, really, I don't think there was any other choice.
No, and we should say, obviously, this is a football podcast. We know there's bigger issues at play here, but we have to discuss the football inside of it. The other thing we have to say is as well, looking outside my window, lots of snow. So it'd be debatable whether games would be taking place or not, I suppose.
Well, I think that's it, isn't it? You've got this horrible virus and then you throw in snow and ice and all that for the next few weeks. I mean, there's just so much uncertainty on games taking place. I mean, you know, you're going into Premier League and you've got games being called off because of COVID, and then you've got into the EFL and so many games being called off because of the weather as well. So it's that thing of, I know that there have been certain people calling for a circuit break, you know, for all football. Basically, just you have a couple of weeks where you just say, right, there'll be no games at any level and, you know, kind of get on with it and see what happens after that. But obviously those talks are going to have to be held and, you know, the compromises, because there are going to have to be compromises now. You know, I think in terms of completing a full season with the normal format, it's going to take a lot of work, whether it can be done or not. I think for me, it would have to start very shortly. You know, you can't be going into February and then thinking, right, we can fit 30 plus games into such a short space of time.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we're obviously talking from a non-elite level, if you will. With regards to the announcement of postponed fixtures at our level, we should say that doesn't include Marine and their third round of the FA Cup next Sunday. And we'll have a full preview for that one next week as well against Tottenham. But like you say, the TalkSport, we're having a big debate whether the Premier League should have that circuit break that you've alluded to. We're not an island anymore. It's the whole of non-league football, the whole of elite football is now having these discussions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me, the scary part for me would be when you look at teams like Fulham and Manchester City and the infrastructure they've got in place to, you know, have the protocol. Nobody's got a second job. You then go down into the National League, you know, and there are part-time teams in that, obviously, where a lot of players have that other job. And then you go, you know, into the Northern Premier League where nearly all the players have another job, and this whole thing of keeping people in bubbles and stuff, it's almost impossible in non-league because testing is so expensive. Obviously, the vast majority of non-league teams can't afford to do it on a weekly basis.
And with regards to what happens next, the Northern Premier League have said there'll be an update for clubs next week. There's meetings taking place with the FA in the coming days, as I understand. The further this goes on, the longer this goes on, the window for completing a season in a standard way kind of reduces the chances of that happening, and therefore we go to plan B, plan C, plan D, and that's the right call for the Northern Premier League to take at this stage, I'd suggest.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the thing with it is it's important that these plans are talked about and, you know, analysed, and basically you're in a position where if you need to do it, then you can go, right, we have talked and we've got four or five plans in place, and this plan is the one that we can all agree on will be the most beneficial to, you know, the most number of teams. I think look, you know what, if it was down to me, there'd be no virus, we'd be on the pitch, and, you know, there'd be loads of games that have taken place during the last few days. But unfortunately, we're in this time of such a scary time for so many people, for so many different reasons. And I think I've seen some people say that it's a case of just, you know, trying to fight on, trying to keep going. But I think at some point you've just got to say, right, now let's plan. Let's, you know, even if it's the case, and hopefully this would be the case, that plan is put in place, but it isn't needed because, you know, the vaccine works and cases dramatically go down and the funding does become something that can be announced. But obviously, you know, you're wanting a lot of things to happen there for that to be the case. So it really is important that those plans are put forward.
Yes, and obviously we'll have more discussions about that in the coming days. The next scheduled round of fixtures for the Northern Premier League is the 16th of January. Some big games on that weekend. We just got hope. We said the Marine match against Tottenham will be taking place. We now understand that's going to be taking place behind closed doors for obvious reasons. So, fingers crossed, is basically what we're saying this week.
Yeah, I think talking about Marine and the incredible run they've been on, you know, it was such a blow for them to have to say, yeah, we're behind closed doors for that, because they'd got 500 fans was the agreed capacity, which, you know, 500 Marine fans seeing the team make history would have been a brilliant sight. But obviously with Liverpool going into Tier 3, it meant that those changes had to be made. And, you know, it's such a shame that it is behind closed doors. I know a lot of, I'm seeing a few Tottenham fans groups, they donating, you know, for the virtual match day ticket, which I think is a great gesture. And for the amount of money Marine have gained in this FA Cup run, it will come in very handy. And, you know, a lot of goodwill for Marine from everyone in non-league. But, you know, there are other teams that they haven't hosted fans for a long time. And it's obviously just such a horrible situation. I know you talk to people who kind of, the volunteers who are, they're working, you know, they're basically working a full-time job to help keep clubs going. And, you know, they need to be recognised because it is such a horrible place. It's the thing, there's so much uncertainty with it. You're kind of looking and thinking, right, well, if we can get to this certain date, then maybe we'll be playing. But it really is a case right now that everything's in pencil. There's nothing that's guaranteed.
Well, for this show, we're going to continue. Obviously, next week we've got the preview for the Marine match, and then after that, we'll be talking about Marine in the fourth round. But in the meantime, Thomas, there's obviously going to be a lot of news breaking in the coming days with regards to our level of the game. So, how could people follow the breaking news on your Twitter account?
Well, if you are desperate to be bored senseless, then you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Thomas Feeney. But, you know, hopefully we can all be saying there's some good news coming very soon, and fingers crossed that's the case.
Non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines, Thomas Feeney there, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's lift ourselves and let's focus our attentions now on Basford United and their under-18 side, who've been drawn to Premier League side West Brom in the next round of the FA Youth Cup. That follows a tremendous 1-0 victory over Grimsby Town in the previous round. And for more on this, down the other end of the phone now, we should be joined by the joint manager of Basford United's under-18 side. It's a welcome to the show to Callum Chettle. Well, Callum, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations for getting through to the third round of the FA Youth Cup. Tell us about that match against Grimsby.
It was tough, but like me and Josh, we both expected it. Obviously, they'd gone into that game and they'd not lost all year, so we knew what we were up against. We had a lot of time to do lots of homework on them, but we had a few COVID outbreaks, so we had 2 weeks off at one point. So there was a time where we didn't know whether we'd even get the game on. So again, that's credit to the lads and how well they did to have 2 weeks off and still go into the game and perform how they did was excellent.
And by all accounts, Sam Newell's goal that won it was a bit of a special goal, really, and a bit of a screamer.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So, some striker said that in the interview after, but me and Josh and everyone at the club knows how much quality Sam's got, and if you're going to give him that time around the edge of the box, then he's got no trouble, left and right foot, to be fair, finding the back of the net.
So that sets up the third round against West Brom. The date of that, obviously, is to be announced, given where we are at the moment. But what does this mean for the club and where it's heading, you know, with Steve Chettle and plans for the club? What does this mean for the youth setup and for the general direction overall?
Yeah, it's massive. Like, we are obviously in the Nottingham area, so for us to reach the third round of the Youth Cup and to be the last Nottinghamshire team left in there, with the teams you've got, obviously Forest, Mansfield, it's a massive pull for us for next year when we try and recruit for the first years for next year. The first years this year, we had a few from professional clubs. We've got some from Scunthorpe, from Mansfield. So it's only a positive, really, for us for the future to be able to bring in players from professional clubs for next year. Yeah.
Obviously, as well, you know, you're part of the coaches set up there with the youth team. You're obviously part of the first team set up as well.
Yeah.
Very much the case. So, you know, the players themselves, they could see that pathway, can't they? I'd imagine quite clearly with you being so much embedded within the setup.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, the manager is there every day. He's in with me, myself, Josh, every day. So it's a clear pathway. We've had Kion and Bembo has been on the bench for the first team away at Stalybridge this year. We've had Sam Newell, Jordan Haywood, Rory Harrison, who made his debut against Alver Church in the FA Trophy. So it's a clear pathway, and it's a massive positive for the kids to come in every day and know that there's something to work towards, and it's not just coming to football and knowing there's nothing there for you, really. So yeah, it's a massive positive.
And the other thing, as I touched upon, is there's obviously the COVID situation at the moment,
yeah.
And that's has an impact on the first team, but right across every tier of the game as well, and at junior level and youth football and the like. So how difficult is it for you, from a management point of view, managing the youth team? How difficult is it to plan everything? I mean, like you say, the build-up to the Grimsby game wasn't the best.
Yeah.
The build-up to the West Brom game doesn't look like it's going to be the best either, unfortunately.
Well, we're in a lucky situation where our education course, the syllabus, is classed as education, so the football side of things come into the syllabus, so we're actually allowed to train still.
Oh, good.
The only thing is that we're not allowed to play games, so obviously, like, there's nothing that you can replicate a game sort of situation. There's only so much training you can do. But like I say, we had a similar situation for the Port Vale game, for the Grimsby game. So it's not like we've not been in this situation before. And we're just going to have to adapt again.
And with regards to, you know, the other side of your game as well, obviously, you know, very, very important player within the Basford United first team. How difficult is it for you as a player at the moment, given the uncertainty and having to keep fit from afar and all that palaver?
Yeah, it's not nice. Obviously, you just want to play, and we had a big layoff in the summer. We came back expecting things to not get back to normal, but some sort of normality, which we had for a while, and then obviously there's a new spike or new sort of COVID come about and another lockdown, so it's stop-start. But I'm lucky, like I say, I'm in a situation where I'm full-time at the academy, so for me to keep fit, I can just join in with the kids and help them out in training. It's a different sort of perspective for them. But yeah, it's not ideal. Of course, it's not everyone. We just want the season to get back to normal, but we're just going to have to just get on with it, see what happens.
And how pleased have you all been with the start of the season before it got suspended? Because, you know, you were second in the league and, just 3 points off top spot with a game in hand. We're going to find out in the coming days, I'd imagine, how this season's going to finish. But you must be all pleased with how it was progressing.
Yeah, we found some really good momentum just before the first lockdown. We won six in a row, the last one being the FA Trophy game against Alver Church. It was a slow start to the season. We got a lot of new faces, a lot went out, a lot came in. So it was always going to take time, but I think eventually we found the right shape, the right personnel, and the gaffer had longer with us to tell us what he wanted and what we wanted. And like I said, we found a good bit of momentum. We won six on the trot. Obviously, the lockdown happened. We had, I think it was a month, 5 weeks off. Came back, played the trophy game. We came back as we left, really. We did really well. We beat Rushall 5-0. We beat Felixstowe 3-0. And then, unfortunately, last game against Peterborough Sports, we just come up short. But we've got another break now. We just have, like I say, we just have to just get on with it and see what happens.
And that's all we can do. And we can only hope that you know, there's a way through this. But let's go back to the good stuff and the FA Youth Cup run. Obviously, as I said, we don't know when that tie with West Brom is going to be played. But you know, it's going to be such a great occasion for the club, isn't it? I mean, what's your final message to the Basford United fans as you head towards that FA Cup match whenever it's played?
I mean, if they were allowed to come, I'd tell them to come down. But unfortunately, they're not. So it's a bit of a sticky situation. Obviously, the chairman's going to have to pay to get the game on. So it's just one of those things. I think they can watch from afar, I'm sure. I think they might be live streaming it. So if you can buy a stream pass, then please do, because I know the lads would appreciate it. And it's exciting times. We obviously look massively the underdogs, but it's almost a free hit, if you like. And we can just go out there, express ourselves, because we've got a lot of quality in the group. And you never know what might happen. It's the FA Cup, isn't it?
Callum Chettle there, joint manager of Basford United's under-18s, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Next week, we'll be returning with a full preview for next weekend's match in the third round of the FA Cup as Marine take on Tottenham. So join us next week. A big thank you to Callum and Thomas for joining us on this week's edition, though, of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all stay safe. Bye-bye.